Acting Massachusetts Senate President Harriet Chandler will have the acting officially removed from her title later today. Democratic state senators have decided to make Chandler the Senate president for the remainder of this year. The Senate Ethics Committee continues to investigate former Senate President Stan Rosenberg and his husband, Brian Hefner, who is accused of sexual misconduct. The Boston Globe also recently reported that Hefner had access to Rosenberg's Senate emails. Now, Rosenberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing and says that Hefner had no influence over him or any Senate business. Senate President Harriet Chandler joins us now to talk about her new title and Senate business. Thanks for being on WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me, Deborah.
So up until later today, you're acting president. You will now be Senate president. You keep the title until the start of 2019. How does that title change affect the way Senate business might be done?
It shouldn't affect it at all. It just takes away a word, acting. We will keep going just the way we've always done. We will continue our shared legislative work on health care reform, on housing, on paid sick leave, on minimum wage, on criminal justice reform. We will do exactly the same work. What it does is stabilize us. We have been a little unstable in the last week, as you probably are aware.
That instability, because you were acting and it was unclear, what...
I think there were so many questions and issues flying around about the allegations that have been made about the former president. I think that people were just concerned, nervous, and wanted stability, and that's what was achieved yesterday with changing the title.
So does this completely close the door, do you think, on Stan Rosenberg ever returning to the Senate presidency, even after January of 2019?
Of course not. Mm-hmm. Our rules are very straightforward. You're elected by your district, and if you are elected by the district, you can throw your hat in the ring at the beginning of a session. That session begins, I guess it's January 2nd, 2019, and so it's an open thing. It doesn't close any doors. The only change might be if, depending on what happens through the independent investigation that continues.
Mm-hmm. Now, you will not be throwing your hat in the ring for the Senate presidency.
No, I'm happy to do this because I've been told by my colleagues that this brings them a certain sense of stability and continuity. If that is true, and I hope it is, we all love the Senate. It's a very venerable institution. We feel that the integrity of the Senate has been in question, and we want to clarify that, and we want to show the constituents who sent us to the legislature that we are quite capable of doing our work and doing it well.
And where do things stand in terms of the status of that investigation at this point?
I cannot tell you because I don't know. I have no idea. This is the issue of the investigation itself and the Ethics Committee, and it's an independent investigation. It's independent and completely apart from the workings of the Senate. So there is complete confidence. There should be complete confidence that if you come forward, and we urge people who have information to come forward. I can't say that enough, to be honest with you, because we want this to be complete and thorough, and we want people to feel that they've been protected in the process.
Mm. Has this been a really difficult time for the Senate and for you personally? Because, as everyone says, you know, certainly Stan Rosenberg was very well liked on Beacon Hill.
Absolutely. It's a terrible time for us. And we want to end this little cloud that seems to be hanging over us. Stan Rosenberg was a wonderful leader, and yet we have to go on with our work. The Senate is bigger than any one of us individually.
Massachusetts Senate President Harriet Chandler, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you.